Why a national farmers group says it's the wrong move to repeal COOL. With the World Trade Organization's announcement of $1 billion of allowed retaliatory tariffs for the U.S. country of origin labeling law, several groups and politicians are now saying that the COOL law needs to be repealed. But the National Farmers Union says a full repeal is the wrong move. Senior Vice President of Programs for the NFU, Chandler Gould, explains their position.
This is really a consumer law that has been trumped or repealed by a third-party international organization. The World Trade Organization has come in to the United States, which is a sovereign country, and has said to us that we, the United States, do not have the right to tell our consumers where their food is coming from and that we need to remove these labels or be faced with tariff retaliation from Canada and Mexico. That is basically what has happened, as our sovereign rights have been trampled on by the World Trade Organization, and we now will have to deny our consumers information that we know that they want.
The NFU is backing a push for voluntary labeling.
But the good thing is there is a solution that's already been proposed in the United States Senate. Senator Hovind and Stabenow have introduced language that, if it was put into the omnibus bill, would make COOL voluntary, but would maintain that integrity of the A label, where if it says product of USA, you would know that that meat was born, raised, and harvested in the United States. And what's even more unfortunate is both California senators, Senators Boxer and Feinstein, have written letters to their leadership asking that the entire law of country of origin labeling be fully repealed, again, denying the consumers this information.
I'm Sabrina Hill for AgNetWest.com.